In the book of Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible said, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Our Father, as we come to you this morning, I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you for this week and every blessing that we have received. I thank you for this people and this church. And I pray, God, as we look into your blessed Word now, that you would have your way in every heart and in every life. You know the needs that are present with us this morning. And I pray, God, that not one need would leave this service unmet. We hide behind the Lord Jesus Christ this morning as we stand behind this holy desk, knowing and understanding that he's the only one worthy of praise and honor here today. And we honor him. And Lord, we want to uplift him that he might draw men to him. And God, we'll give you the glory and the praise for all that's accomplished in this service. For it's in Jesus' name that we ask it. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord and in the presence of the Lord this morning. And I want you to pray for me today, because as I took that walk down memory lane yesterday and I listened to old songs, I'm talking about old songs, Looking for a City was one of them. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. And songs like that, that the old-time quartets, and you see, being from the southeastern United States, I was raised up in that. Amen. I knew all about it. I'm sure if you lived Oklahoma, Texas, and back in that way, you were very familiar with gospel singings on Friday and Saturday night and the things they did. Sister Vessel, I can see her now. She's done gone on to be with the Lord. But I can see her when they first come out with that song, "God Walks the Dark Hills," and how she used to sing it. And I used to, you know, I grew up with those people. Actually, those people raised me spiritually, if you'll think about it for a minute. Because when I became a Christian, I was in my mid-20s. I didn't have anybody to turn to. I didn't have anybody to look up to that was going to mentor me. So I began to listen to gospel music, and the preachers of that day were like Rex Humbard, and he was on out of Akron, Ohio, and I think there were a couple more on. Jimmy Swaggart was one of them. And I watched those people, and I listened to them, and I watched their life. And in the spiritual realm, those people mentored me. They raised me up because I watched their testimony. I remember when the Goodman family came out with a song called "The Lighthouse," because Rusty Goodman wrote that song, and Rusty was, well, maybe 35 years old at the time. But Temple, I remember when Rusty got cancer and when that family had to go through that terrible ordeal of losing Rusty Goodman in the prime of his life and saying goodbye to him. And I watched them, and I watched their testimony, and I watched their witness. And amen, I learned that there's something real in the Word of God. Amen. And I learned that there's something real in serving God. So I want to share with you this morning that their commitment and their dedication had a great influence on my life. And not only on mine, but I'm sure on a lot of others. But I want to talk to you this morning about two words that are found in the scripture that I just read you. And I want you to listen. And let's look at the two words in chapter 2. Actually, one of them is in chapter 1 a couple of times. But I want to take them out of chapter 2. "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them." I want to talk to you this morning about us and them. Amen? I didn't say us versus them. I said us and them. Because listen to what the scripture says. "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being what? Mixed with faith in them that heard it." Folk, we need to understand this morning that in order for the Word of God to be profitable in your life, in order for the Word of God to work in your life, it has to be mixed with faith. You can learn and memorize the entire Word of God, but unless you get faith in your heart to believe the Word of God, it'll profit you nothing. That's what the Bible said. Listen to it. He said, the gospel was preached to us. The gospel was preached to them. But the word preached to them profited them nothing. Why? Because it wasn't mixed with faith. This thing won't work for you unless you believe it. You see, I was blessed. And if you did what I did, you were blessed to listen to those gospel groups and those sincere, earnest people that serve the Lord and allow them to mentor you and build you up in the faith of the Word of God, and to watch them go through things in their life and see their testimony just continue to grow and get better and better and better. That mentored me. That gave me strength. And I fear and I'm afraid that this day in which we live, our young people don't have anybody like that much to look up to. Do you believe that? Do you agree with that? I believe that. As I was learning in my early walk with God, I watched these people. I watched their ministries. I watched their struggles. And the one thing above all else that I learned, and I want to share it with you this morning, is when you're a part of what God is doing or a work that God is doing, this one thing I learned that I want to leave with you. If you don't take anything else home today, take this home. It doesn't matter who's in the spotlight as long as we're doing what God wants us to do. I said it doesn't matter if I'm in the spotlight or you're in the spotlight as long as we're doing the best we can and we're doing what God wants us to do. Amen? And God gets the glory, by the way. God is working in this church. God is in the process of doing something here that is bigger than you. God is doing something here right now that is bigger than me. It's bigger than all of us put together. But He wants to allow us to be a part of it. But the thing is, we're going to have to believe it. We're going to have to stand on the promises of God, stand on the Word of God, hear the prophecy of God, and allow God to use us in His ministry. I believe that this Friday night you're going to see something that you've never seen before. You see, everybody thinks and everybody, and I in the beginning thought that we were going to do this thing on Friday night for the Tanner family, to help the Tanner family. But I'll tell you what, God's got another plan. Oh yeah, we're going to help that family. But you know what God's going to do? God's going to help this church. You're going to see something happen at harvest time Friday night that you have never seen before in the spirit realm because God's about to move. Amen? I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. How many of you thought last week, amen, that we could come up with any merchant or anybody else that would give this church $500? We had one company that gave us merchandise worth $500. And they're not the only one. There's several others, but this one gave us $500. They don't know us. They've never seen us before. They've never heard of us before. Nobody at this company comes to harvest time, but God is moving in this church. God's about to do something in this church. And you know why? He wants us to be a witness to them. Amen? You see, the Scripture teaches that the gospel has been preached to us and to them. They've heard it. So that tells me there's an us crowd and a them crowd. The only difference between us and them is one word. Faith. Faith is the difference. The word, this word, if it is mixed with faith, it's going to show in your life. This word will cause you to do things you wouldn't ordinarily do as a human being. This word, if it's not mixed with faith, it'll show in your life as well. Either way, it will demonstrate in your life. You say, what is the difference between us and them? The difference between us and them is that we hear the Word of God. We heard the Word of God. We received it. We locked on to it by faith, and we are walking in it. That's us. them, they heard the Word of God, but it wasn't mixed with faith, so they're still trying to do it on their own. There is a difference between us and them. It's not that God wants to push them aside and make us something special. No, I've got news for you. God wants us to reach out to them. Amen? The Bible said by faith we are justified. Romans 5:1 says, therefore being justified by faith, what? We have peace with God. The Bible says we are saved. How? By faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So faith has to be mixed with the Word of God in order for the Word of God to work in your life. The Bible has a lot to say about faith, but the Bible says in order for us to be sanctified or to be holy, and I'm going to deal with that just for a minute this morning, there's something that's necessary. Back up with me to the book of Acts chapter 15. And I want to read there in the Word of God, Acts chapter 15 and verse 9. Let's go actually to verse 8. Are you there? And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them, what? The Holy Ghost, even as He did. There's them two words, them and us. And put no difference between us and them. He loves them as much as He loves us. Do you know that? Listen to this. Purifying their hearts by faith. It takes faith. If the Word of God is not mixed with faith, it will not work in your life. So even if we're purified, if we're sanctified, if we're saved, if we're born in the family of God, it all comes by mixing faith with the Word of God. The Bible said we need to hear the Word preached, and then faith needs to prick our heart, and faith has to mix with the Word we hear preached in order for us to even receive salvation. Go to Acts 26 and 18. This is very interesting scripture, and I just discovered this. This weekend, the Apostle Paul at this time in Acts chapter 28 was called Saul. And he was on his way with letters to have Christians put in prison. He was on a road called the Damascus Road, and something happened to him. God struck him down, amen, and blinded him. And in verse 15, 16, right in there, we find a conversation that ensued after Paul was struck down on the road to Damascus. And let's just listen to it. In verse 15, and I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. You see, the difference between us and them is ours is mixed with faith. We believe it. Theirs is not mixed with faith. They don't believe it. Therefore, they will persecute the work of the Lord. You need not get angry with that. That's just the way they are. There's no faith there. But listen to this. Jesus speaks to Paul, or at that time his name was Saul, and he said, rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, or a purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things that which I will appear unto thee. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. So God chose Saul when he was a persecutor of the church, when he was a persecutor of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He put his hand on Saul. He said, I'm sending you to the Gentile. Notice the next verse. To open their eyes and to turn, what's that word, them? From darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them, us, them. Us, them. Which are sacrificed by faith that in me, and faith that is in me. So, God's intention and God's plan is not to project a difference between us and them other than the fact that they need what we already got. And it's our responsibility to take it to them. Isn't that interesting? We were them, but now we're us. Did you get that? We were Gentiles. That's what Christ is saying to Paul here. They're Gentiles. I'm going to send you to the Gentiles, which are them. We're Jews, grafted into the true vine because of salvation, because of what Jesus did. We were them, now we're us, and God wants us to go to them. Boy, I'm slaughtering the English language this morning. So the Bible teaches us that in our Christian life, we must walk by faith, not by sight, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The Bible said we are to live believing God, trusting God, knowing that we have heard from God and are in agreement with what He has said. How many of you realize you can't live for the Lord unless you agree with the Word of God and it agrees with you? You can't go contrary to the Word and still serve God. It just won't work. Galatians 2:20 said, I am crucified with Christ, yet I live. Or nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, it's not in my own effort and in my own trying, in my own ability. The life that I now live, I live by what? Faith in the Son of God. If my hearing the Word is mixed with faith, it will determine my choices every day in every area of my life. Because if I believe the Word of God, and I believe that it is the Word of God, and I mix my faith with that hearing of the Word of God, then I am going to honor the Word of God above all else. And the choices I make will reflect that. If our hearing has been mixed with faith, what should our actions be? Back up to the book of Hebrews, and let's look at one more verse of Scripture, Hebrews chapter 6. I believe that God has a plan for us after we hear the Word, and the Word is mixed with faith, and we find it in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us, there's that word, go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. He said there's a second step to this. After you mix your faith with the Word of God and you are born again and brought into the kingdom, there's a second step. What is that second step? Let's grow. When he's talking about perfection, he's talking about growing up in the Word of God. Maturity in the Word of God is not based on your emotions. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. If the Word of God makes a statement, you can stand on it. How many of you know that? It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter what it appears to be. If God said it, that settles it. Somebody said, God said it, I believe it. That settles it. No, God said it, that settles it, whether you believe it or not. Amen? So, God's second step for you and I is to grow up. How do we grow up? First, we grow up allowing our faith to be mixed with the Word of God. Where do we hear the Word of God? Where do we see it? We look to those people as mentors in our life, like I did in the days when I first became a Christian, and watched the men and women and watched their testimony and then watched their life. If their life backs up their testimony, listen to them. If it don't listen. People will tell you anything. Here's the key to it all. Faith mixed with the Word of God does profit us. That's what the Word of God says. That's what the verse says. In profiting us, it motivates us. In profiting us, it moves us and it makes a difference in us. Did you know that faith takes us where unbelief can never take us? church, hear me this morning. I am serious about this. In this life, there's going to be tribulation. There's going to be trouble. The Bible said, man that is born of woman is but a few days and full of trouble. It's coming. It's out there. If you're not in it today, you'll be in it tomorrow. You just came out of it yesterday. There'll be valleys to walk through. There'll be mountains to climb. And some of them you're not going to be able to be sure in your own strength you could get over. But there's something about a mountain. The higher you climb, the clearer it becomes. The better you can see. And I'll tell you something else about a mountain. It'll separate us from them. Did you know that? Over the years, I've watched and followed many a man or a woman who claimed to be following God. I learned something. I was only impressed by those who passed through the fire and walked away with a testimony. I said I was only impressed by those who passed through the fire and went through the trouble and walked through the valleys and climbed the mountains and walked away still praising God and honoring God and giving God the glory. Those others, I don't know where they went. They just kind of fell by the wayside. Book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says this, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the what? The word of their testimony. It takes a little while to build a testimony, amen? Too many people get into the church for what it can profit them right now immediately. Oh, this is a long haul. It ain't over till it's over. Amen? I want to see the face of Jesus. I've walked too long in this to turn back now. When you're called to give a testimony in court, if they send you a summons, you've seen an accident or you've seen a crime or you've seen something happen, and they send you out a summons and want you to come to court, they will put you on the stand and they will what they call swear you in. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? And you're there because you have a testimony. Right? A testimony is nothing more than first-hand knowledge of something. How many of you realize when you've gone through a few valleys, when you've climbed a few mountains, when you've walked a few years in this faith, you got a testimony? You have some first-hand knowledge about what God's all about. You have some first-hand knowledge about what God's able to do in your life because you can tell them, I was there and God had His hand on me and brought me out. Had it not been for God, I would have went down. So yeah, we overcame Him first of all by hearing the Word of God about the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that He sacrificed for us. But our second ability and our second need is to understand that we have a testimony. Somebody's watching you. You may be the only Bible they'll ever read. So when you're called to give testimony, you're called because you have first-hand knowledge about a crime or whatever you saw. When God asks you to be a testimony, it's because you have first-hand knowledge. Testimony, by its very nature, is not for the one testifying. Right? I mean, it wouldn't do you any good to go down and testify on your behalf in a trial. So the testimony is not for you. Testifying is for the benefit of the one being tried. What am I saying, preacher? When somebody is going through something and you have a testimony about what they're going through because you've already been there, God wants you to share that testimony, that first-hand knowledge of what God's able to do with the person that's being tried. I don't care how shameful your past is. I don't care how many times you've been knocked down and got up. Somebody somewhere needs deliverance that can only come through your testimony. It'll only come by your mouth. See, there's a ministry of testimony in everybody's mouth that's been walking with the Lord very long. You know why? Because you've been there. You've done that. You come away with a t-shirt. You know God can bring you through. Proverbs 18 to 21 says, there is power and of life and death is where? In the tongue. Your testimony determines which crowd you're with. Us or them. It also determines whether some of them become part of us. Two words, us and them. Very important words. I thought about that yesterday, Brother Tapley, when I was listening to all that music and just going back. And it really was memory lane for me, because I remember those days and what God did for me. And that was back in, God, in the early 70s, 30 some odd years ago. But you know what I got to thinking about? I've been through a lot. I've been laughed at, talked about, persecuted. I've also been blessed, loved. God has taken care of me. I'm here as a witness to you this morning, and I testify. I don't regret a mile. Not a mile that I've traveled for the Lord. And one of these days soon, and I don't know how long it's going to be, and I don't know that any of us know for sure. One of these days soon, I'm going to go to be with my Lord. Been in the way a while now, but it's been worth it all. And it'll be worth it all when I see Jesus. I want to meet him face to face, shake his hand, thank him for the blood that was shed on Calvary. I love him today, and I trust that you do. I'm glad that so many years ago, I heard the word. It was mixed with faith, and I began a walk that I am so proud of. I've not always done the right thing, and I doubt that you have. But God has always been faithful. He's always been true. He's always been there for me. And that is my testimony. My God is able to do all things. My God is able to keep me, take care of me. So the question, I guess, is this morning, are you part of the us crowd? Or are you part of them? There's two crowds. According to the Word of God, listen to it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. They've heard the Word. There are people out there that know the Word of God. But it's not profiting them because it's not mixed with faith. And that's the only difference between them and us. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Alberta, if you would. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Takes faith this morning. Takes faith to believe God's word, to believe God meant what he said. He told Moses, when Moses asked him, said, who should I say sent me? God said, tell him the great I am. Sent me. What does that mean? God said, I am able to be whatever you need me to be. Us or them. If you're here this morning and God has touched your heart through this message, there is a need in your life, whatever that need may be, you need to bring it to the Lord today. He's able to meet your needs. He's able to heal your body. He's able to save your soul. He's able to keep you. Able to walk with you even through the darkest valley. Climb the highest mountain with you. He'll give you a testimony that's going to be needed somewhere. I want us to stand to our feet this morning as they play and sing this song. If you need to pray or if you have a need in your life, I want you to slip out of your seat right now. Don't be ashamed. Don't be bashful. Don't be afraid. Step out on the first note. Bring it to the Lord right now. Would you do that?
Amen.